That integrity went through every aspect of his life, his devotion to the products, to the work, to the ethic. It permeated everything. And this desire for aesthetic beauty, the importance of the things that you don't see, what lies beneath the surface. And in that sense, I think there's a kind of seamless philosophy that binds everything together.
As the Macintosh neared completion, the stakes were growing higher for Apple. In autumn 1983, the company's share price tumbled, wiping nearly $500 million from its value. A new home computer was on its way from IBM, and other versions of the PC were flooding the market. Worse still, the man Apple had turned to write extra software for the Mac was about to steal a march on them. Relations with the young Bill Gates were strained from the start.
Bill Gates would fly down from Seattle down to Cupertino to give updates on the project. And oftentimes, Steve would just yell at Bill for 2 straight hours, and then Bill would leave and get on a plane and fly back.
We tend to think of Bill Gates as a buttoned-up geek, but in this instance, it was Jobs who showed he could be far from laid back. He thought Apple should keep complete control over its software and hardware. Gates wanted to produce software for both Apple and the PC. Tension between them came to a head when they were both working on the Macintosh. Jobs began to suspect that Gates might be taking advantage of his inside knowledge of Apple's work.